about encouragement.
Nope.
And as part of that, I've got an opening question. A bit of an activity. Now, I took a tip from Tony's preaching the other week to engage the audience a bit more and make it more lively and this and what. So, I want you guys to turn to the person next to you, and I want you to ask the question, what encourages you? What are you encouraged by? So, amongst yourselves, ask the question, talk about it, and get that going. Some good noise there as well. I hope this is a question you can take away from today and continue that discussion. Because encouragement is something that's very important to all of us. You know, who of us likes to be encouraged?
Yes.
Amen, right? All of us. But the question is, you know, why bother? Why bother with encouragement? You know, why is it important? And I think we'll look at a couple of scriptures in the Bible and base it on that again to see why the Bible says encouragement is important. The first scripture we'll look at is based in Hebrews. And a bit of context, you know, the author is unknown. Most of the audience is unknown as well. But it's assumed that it's most probably written for Jewish believers. And the purpose of the book is essentially the author is trying to elevate Jesus as superior. He's saying that, you know, Jesus is more superior than the angels, than Moses, than Melchizedek, and your ritual sacrifices. And the writer is trying to encourage the audience by saying and reminding them that look what happens when you don't stay faithful. It's important to stay faithful. And we read one of the things that the author says that can help you to stay faithful. He says here in Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." A second scripture that we'll look at, and these two scriptures form the foundation or the base of what it is that we'll talk about today. Again, Paul writes here to the church, he's been chased out of the city because of intense persecution. And so Paul writes this letter back to the church, trying to encourage them. And the church is also undergoing some really intense persecution. But they continue to strive. They continue to do well as a church. And so Paul is essentially encouraging the church in this letter to hold on to loving each other, to hold on to being holy and striving for holiness, but also to hold on to this future hope of Jesus' return. And as part of that, he says here in 1 Thessalonians, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up." I skipped down a little bit, but he continues saying, "Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone." Wow, that's a hard one, isn't it? Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good to each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, we've got two such powerful passages here, essentially describing why it's important to encourage. You know, we see in Hebrews what happens when you don't stay encouraged. And we also see in Thessalonians the good work that comes when you stay encouraged. There are two really cool perspectives here. And so why bother? Well, God says so. You know, we read in 2 Timothy, and this helps us to know that these sayings are trustworthy. Because we read in 2 Timothy that all scriptures is God-breathed. And, you know, although the scriptures were spoken through the apostles, we know that we can trust the scriptures, that God says we should encourage each other. It's a God-centered thing to do. You know, we also read in Matthew's, the second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. And a form of encouragement is love. So we can see that God really takes encouragement serious. And therefore we should have the hearts also to want to take encouraging each other serious. What the scriptures are also saying is that encouragement plays a very important part or role which can have eternal consequences. Encouragement in the world is a nice to have. And not to say it's not important, because I like it when my boss says I'm doing a good job, or I like saying to my team, go on guys, keep hitting target. That's an important thing. However, encouragement as Christians leads to a spiritual life or death. And we see that in Hebrews. We see in Hebrews we need to encourage each other, because there's a warning that comes with the fact that when we don't encourage each other. Again, you know, as disciples, we've got an obligation, this voluntary obligation, to encourage the body and the family around us and the believers to make sure that we're all on the right path, to make sure we're all focused, to make sure that we're all enjoying the spiritual journey, to make sure we can continue to persevere through challenges. It links up very well with what Mika was saying too, because we've got the obligation to be the people that are safe. To have that understanding that people can ask us questions and we can ask them questions to get into the realness of what's going on in life. To be the safe place for people open up and they can feel that they can share and that we understand what's going on. Something that's a very challenging scripture also that couples this on is one that I've been reminded of a lot recently. In Ephesians, we read here, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You know, this is a challenging scripture. For me, it's been a challenge with B as well. Because unwholesome talk, if you're being unwholesome, you're being discouraging. And so we went on holiday recently, and on the train back to the airport, I saw that B was a bit down. And I was like, you know, love, what's going on? Talk to me. Kind of wish I didn't ask that question in that moment. But good conclusion to the holiday. But I was like, you know, love, talk to me. And she just said, you know, I feel something building. There's been a lot of harsh comments that you've been making over the holiday that's just been getting to me. Which is like, whoa, okay. Or another example, you know, sometimes we could be driving and I could feel like I want to criticize B and be like, why are you going so slow? Or we would drive from our house to my parents' house or, you know, two locations quite often. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I know the road, so just crack on and do it. But B would be like, okay, where do I go now? And I can become impatient and say, how do you not know where we are? I'm like, are you serious, Ryan? Do you not know what road this is? And B can be like, no, I don't, though. I'm like, but we've driven this like 100 times. Surely you should know that tree is at this roundabout and we should get it all right. But again, in that moment, it's not encouraging B. It's unwholesome talking that. It's not encouraging her. I'm belittling her in that moment. Making her feel like she doesn't know how to drive, or making her insecure, or whatever that situation does, but it's not encouraging her in the moment. Again, you don't need to be a young married to figure this out. You know, you could be anybody in any walk of life to understand that when we don't say things that are encouraging, we break people down. You know, we break people down. The second part of this specific passage that really challenges me a lot is according to their needs. We all have different needs, which require different ways of encouragement. You know, Jesus was a pro at this. There are so many examples where Jesus really tuned in to the specific need of that person in that moment. Malcolm shared a few of them, as we did John as well. You know, doubting Thomas. You know, we know Jesus just took a step back and knew what he needed in that moment. And Jesus practiced such an amazing example of self-discipline in that moment, not just to say what was there straight away. How do you not know where we're going? Kind of thing. But just take a step back, become in tune with what the need was for that person, and said something so accurately that really met that need in that moment. Who uses Waze here? Waze is a great, great app on your phone. Waze is essentially a Google-based application that is like GPS. It's like TomTom or whatnot. It's like a GPS. So you enter where you want to go, and it uses real-life data to update the best, most efficient roads, essentially. And so the second point here is we see why we should bother, but now let's look at some ways of how we can encourage people as well. And I was quite proud of this little, you know, outsmarting Satan together. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah. We get you.
Thank you. But essentially, you know, sometimes with encouragement, the same with, you know, going to a certain place, sometimes we can go the wrong way. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I can focus on too many ways of encouraging, or trying to do too many things, trying to say too many right things.
Yeah.
And that can become overwhelming and frustrating sometimes. And I think this is where it's important to couple in with what Ephesians says about according to their needs. You know, I was spending time with Ben May in London the other week. We had some lunch, and I was kind of sharing to Ben about how overwhelming it can feel to need to do the right thing all the time, and to need to say the right thing all the time. And Ben's a great listener. And he just kind of sat back and he said, you know what? Figure out what the correct love language is and pour all your attention into that. You know, there's no point trying to do everything right if everything is not going to work, if everything is not going to encourage. Once we understand the need, we can be effective and wise in how we encourage. And I found that so reassuring. Because instead of feeling like I had to do everything right, I just had to take a step back. I had to figure out what the core need was, and then pour my energy into that need. The result of that is I was more effective and wise in encouragement.
Come on, baby.
You know, with my sister, I always try and encourage my sister a lot. Like Ben was sharing, my sisters are amazing. And I found it so frustrating and overwhelming with my sister so many of the times. Because I could like try and buy her little gifts. She loves After Eights, just an FYI. So I was like trying to buy her like After Eights or little cards or, you know, trying to like send her little texts or little voice notes. But I was like, why is this not working? She just doesn't seem to be encouraged. I don't get this. And it's similar to this. The core need of my sister is consistency and quality time. And over a long period of trying to figure out that why are these After Eights not working? I'm breaking the bank trying to buy her gifts and this and that. I just figured out that she really just needs consistency and quality time. That's it. And it's really useful for me then to not try and pour loads of energy into buying her gifts or trying to write her little cards or this or that, but just to make quality time with my sister, which then meant it was effective in the way that she was happy and encouraged and fulfilled, and so was I. Because I wasn't spending time on things that was just going to produce frustration and over, if that's even a word. Ooh. So like I say, you know, how do we encourage? There are many ways, as all of us, we were all talking about all of these different ways. But I think it's important to spend time and ask the right questions. You ask yourself the right questions, but also ask the people you're with the right questions. This is also a great thing for being outwardly focused. If we understand the needs of the people we're trying to reach out to, we become all things to all men. We understand what it is that will encourage them. You know, Ben Dannett's a great example of this, because he's reaching out to this guy called Sam, who he's mentioned a number of times, and Sam is a guy who loves a film. And so Ben is giving up time to go and watch films and study films and do film things with Sam in order to relate to Sam and encourage Sam with conversation. It's a great thing to really understand the needs of the people to help us encourage. Almost there. A couple of questions I have here, you know, are you in tune with one another's needs? You know, are we in tune with one another's needs? You know, when was the last time we asked what the needs of the church is? I think that's also a really important question. As a body, it's important for us to try and find out what does the church need? And how can I serve and encourage the church? Do you know what the needs of your family group is? Again, I think it's an important question to say, what are the needs of the local family group? How can I encourage? How can I serve? How can I build up? And again, Ben does such a great job. He drives 2 hours sometimes to join our little family group in Wargrave with all the Yopros. Whoop, whoop. We're all the Yopros. There's a couple over there, a couple over there. They're all serving, so it's good, you know, helping preteens and whatnot. But Ben does a great job driving, you know, 2 hours to come to family group. And when we all meet, it's so encouraging to see that, you know, the Wargrave family group, they drive from so far. Alex Heath, what a legend, he drives 50 minutes. And G sometimes drives 50 minutes. And, you know, Alex drives 40 or 50 minutes from London. And we walk down the street. It's amazing. But it encourages my soul so much when I know I'm going home every second Friday, every second Monday, and I know that the young professionals are putting in effort to drive to a certain place to encourage each other, to spend time with each other, to talk and play games and just open up some good spiritual conversation. What are the challenges at the moment? What are you learning at the moment? How can we help each other as a group to be more unified and grow? So it's a great question to ask. Another question I had here is, you know, do we think it's important to encourage? You know, if we think it's important to encourage, then, you know, surely our hearts would be filled to really want to do it, to really go out and put things to practice. Okay, that was it. Oh, wait, I'll go back. Before I play the video. So, I've got a little video to end off with, but I've just got to, you know, in conclusion, you know, as a body, we have the obligation to encourage each other daily. You know, as we wait for Jesus' return, we're going to face persecution, we're going to face challenges. But it's encouraging knowing that we have one another to come to one another and feel just lifted up and fulfilled. You know, God encourages us to encourage. It's an important thing to do. There are so many scriptures outside these that I've just read that talk about encouragement, that talk about being gentle. Husbands, don't be harsh, Heinrich. You know, there's multiple scriptures like that. You know, let's look and learn from ways and pay attention to how Jesus did it as well. You know, he is an incredible example. The love that Jesus had and the ability that Jesus had to become in tune with the people's needs around him. It's inspiring when you really study that out. Spend time to understand what encourages the people around us. And then make time to do that. So, let's watch this little video and then I'm done.
Traveling groups. Take the bus.
Last one. I was laughing quite a lot when I watched them this morning. Sorry, it's YouTube stuff. But yeah, I was laughing so much when I saw them this morning. And it just really illustrated the fact that, you know, we can be so much more powerful as a body. You know, we're so much more powerful as a group. And it's important for us to remember that. And it's important for us also to really figure out how we can encourage one another to just be a great group, a great body. And then just make sure that we can fight the temptations and the persecutions that come our way every single day. So I hope all of you guys are encouraged. There's a lot to think about. But I know that it'll be worth it when we really get this right. So thanks, guys.
Amen.